This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is Pharmagreen Biotech, Inc. Trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PHBI. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Peter Wojcik. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You know, I saw what you guys are doing out there, and what really got me excited was about the press release you guys put out on February 16th, and we'll get to that in a second, but that's what really caught my attention about your company. That being said, before we get started on the Q&A today, give my listeners, if you would, just an about statement briefly of who you guys are and what you do.
Yes, thank you for that. Pharmagreen Biotech, Inc., we're a highly specialized tissue culture company with auxiliary services. So we complement the growers, whether they be hemp farmers or in the future upon legalization in the United States, we look forward to servicing the marijuana farmers as well, collectively the cannabis. What makes us so special is the technologies we developed in doing producing tissue-cultured starter plantlets. These type of plantlets carry no genetic drift and are of the highest quality because they're done in a clean room environment. We've additionally developed their other technologies, such as live storage of plant strains. How do you store a plant strain either through seed or cloning method? Through tissue culture, we can definitely preserve the plant species using tissue culture and cold storage temperatures. We also developed, a proprietary CBD Dana strain we tested very successfully in North America as well. So these combined services is really what makes us more of a biotech company, and our engineering of our facility was done in such a way so we can produce any plant species on the planet. As you know, the environmental changes are causing plant extinctions on a more accelerated rate. Therefore, we're, like I mentioned in the beginning, we're more biotech than we are cannabis, but with our cannabis experience, it makes us a great company to be rolling out our services in this sector.
You know, development and research, if you would take time for my listeners and not only just your stockholders, why CBD is going to be so important, and I believe we're in the first inning of a 13 inning ball game, how when you ingest CBD, it goes to your inceptors and it starts turning things on that maybe have been turned off for many years. If you would enlighten us a little bit about that.
Yes, it was already tabled as early as in the 1960s by the Israelis that cannabis, if it's administered in what we call the entourage effect, therefore, a little bit of everything in the plant, it has, benefits in terms of our health. Number one, CBD is really correlated to helping with inflammation, and it helps right away. So whether you're an athlete that, strains your muscles all the time, or even for animals such as horses, which always carry inflammation because of their body-to-weight ratio, CBD has a tremendous role in helping the health of all mammals on the planet. So, the research has been ongoing, and it's getting much more deeper into the benefits of the whole plant, but it's certainly already tabled it. As you mentioned, first inning really shows we do have benefits in terms of the medical benefit of CBD as well as the other cannabinoids that are present.
Right now, your company is pre-revenues, and what caught my attention was your press release on February the 16th, where you guys are doing a contract or at least a letter of intent with ABOTS, and you're going to derive the CBD oils and extracts to them. Explain to us how that one came about and what that's going to do for your company going forward in the next 2 to 3 quarters.
Yes, thank you. We're basically involved with, call it our network of scientists as well in North America. And through one of these networks, we were able to establish a relationship with ABOT. They have access to over 180,000 plant species, and their business model was actually quite a bit of a fit in terms of working with PharmaGreen, where in terms of revenues, it's always important to roll that out as quick as possible, especially being a public company, but it's true for really any company. So we decided to do the extraction as we've developed farmer networks in specifically in the state of Nevada with organic farmers for the ability to supply the biomass. And then in the future, we plan to supply these farmers the tissue cultured starter plantlets so they can basically optimize their whole cultivation schedule to produce, you know, the some of the highest in terms of content and also biomass in-field production, which encompasses our technologies. But with that ability basically to do that, we're able to produce the what we want to do in the beginning is the first stage of the extraction oils and then work in conjunction with ABOT, where they will run a production manufacturing plant to produce the final products with some of the experience over 20 years that I have in this industry, as well as their scientific experience in combination to make a very, call it, effective cannabis product beyond just CBD. But we see the formulations having a real value when you apply the whole entourage effect. And it's important to mention when you start from organic biomass, we also understand as doing the extractions that there's no herbicides or pesticides used. Therefore, starting with such high valued content allows you to be more efficient in production. In other words, you know, produce more of the oils in as well as less time and less cost, because you're not dealing with all these contaminants that are present. And you carry that Providence story of starting with organic biomass all the way through your branding and the label. That plantlets are produced, first of all, from tissue culture, best genetics that, you know, that you start off with, produced in an organic way with PharmaGreen's cultivating schedule to help optimize the farmers, where we then purchase the biomass and develop end products down the road as well. So that's a roadmap of where we would like to start and where we would like to be heading in the very near future.
So I want to clear a couple of things. Right now, you guys are not growing the hemp yourself. You're buying that on the open market?
Yes, and either open market or with a relationship that we're building with the farmers as well. Correct. So we're looking currently to acquire the biomass. As we're looking to roll out the extraction portion of the business first, we can do that relatively quickly and be in revenue model while we're producing a stock of tissue cultures that would be used once the main facility is built in the production of the starter plantlets on a very large commercial scale. We're looking to do up to 1 million plantlets per month.
And two, do you currently need any license? Are you looking to submit an application for any license in the near future?
Yes. So we have currently an application pending in Canada, but because of the Canadian markets are still, you know, really good word is to say is undeveloped. It's getting there. U.S. with the passage of the Farm Bill and of the FDA now approving strains up to 1% THC, which, by the way, we're doing very successful, promising research in terms of the 30% CBD strain, and it's under 1% THC, would be one of the highest CBD strains on the market. So we're looking to roll that out. And when we do, we would be getting a state license for the hemp extraction operations. And then in the future, we'll be pursuing an MJ or a cannabis license once we see that the federal legalization has taken more of a firmer hold.
Currently, you guys are trading on the pink slips, if you will. Uplisting, where do you think, time-wise, that you'll be on the OTCQB?
Very soon is a very good answer. As we are really rapidly developing our business model, we do see the future of PharmaGreen being uplisted to the OTCQB. Perhaps down the future, down the board, we can look at, you know, other more senior exchanges yet. But for now, we see it as a very good path to our growth to uplist very soon to the OTCQB.
Peter, we got about 30 seconds left in the show. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I would like to take away that, yes, we're in the emerging growth company. We're very unique. We're special. We are not a regular growth company, not at all. We're a biotech company, highly specialized in the tissue cultures space, as well as with the preservation of plant genetics. And, you know, we're here to stay. We're going to build our facilities, and we dub them recession-proof facilities, as we can produce plantlets beyond just the cannabis space. And I think our technologies are required on a global scale, as we have nutritional value that needs to be preserved for the preservation of plant species and therefore its best genetics.
If you want to know more about this company, you can go to their website, pharmagreen.com. The company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day Media is Pharmagreen Biotech, Inc. Again, they trade on the OTC markets.
One correction I made at, it's our website is pharmagreen.ca, not .com. Pharmagreen.ca. Thank you.
And they're on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol PHBI. Peter, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update, sir.
I would appreciate that, and thank you for having me on your show today.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.